1420 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, has now surrendered to authorities in Atlanta on elections-related charges. And later today, Trump is set to do the same. His supporters already rallying outside the Fulton County Jail.
It's backfiring, because the more they do another indictment, what's happening is we just see how foolish it is.
Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Fulton County prosecutor has already sent the message that she is applying Southern hometown justice to all of these defendants, which is very different from Southern hospitality. The president will be booked and processed. No special allowances are being made for him, unlike the other three criminal indictments.
More indications today that the head of a Russian mercenary group was killed in a plane crash yesterday. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Russian President Vladimir Putin sent his condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin. He achieved results, Putin said, but also made serious mistakes. Prigozhin staged a mutiny on Moscow in June and was granted amnesty afterwards, but it was seen as the most serious threat to Putin's power yet. And Prigozhin's supporters insist he was assassinated, that the plane was either shot down or had a bomb on board.
In California, at least three people were killed at a bar in Orange County. CBS's Carter Evans is in Trabuco Canyon.
And we heard gunshots just randomly start going off. And then a few minutes later, we heard that kind of increasing. We were kind of scared, and then we kind of ran back inside.
Jonathan Ziv lives nearby and heard gunfire. He says the historic bar is a beloved spot for bikers and families.
The shooter died shortly after police arrived there. He was a former cop targeting his estranged wife. New school year, new illnesses going around now in Kentucky.
We've seen an uptick of just absenteeism, but they were saying COVID, and they were also putting strep in there and a virus that had been going around here, a stomach virus.
That's Pete Shepard with the Mogafin County Health Department. He says the county's handing out home tests to rule out COVID. The FDA is making changes to add more flavor to your favorite canned fish. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
The changes include revisions to allow virtually any safe flavor to be added to canned tuna instead of only the current list of allowed ingredients, which is limited to only a handful of options like lemon juice and garlic.
Some popular fast fashion companies are teaming up. CBS's Christopher Cruz has those details.
Shein is buying about a third of the company that operates Forever 21, and that company will own a minority stake in Shein. Shein has been targeted by environmental activists because its fast fashion model means many clothes go unsold and end up in landfills.
The company's also been accused of stealing designs and violating labor laws in China. This is CBS News.
At Staples, school savings are always in session. From art supplies and essentials to the latest tech, in stock and priced low. School on, save on at your local Staples store.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and SuperDeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Riverside Fire District of Rothschild will help you get much-needed relief from the heat and humidity with a pop-up splash pad today. Here's Brittany Merlot. For kids, it's a great way to spend the last few days of summer. Located on George Street Park from 1 to 3, the Fire District's Ladder 1, in action, providing a cool mist of water for you to cool off in. Although heat advisories remain south of Wisconsin Rapids today, highs will still climb to the upper 80s with oppressive humidity. Heat index may feel near 100 degrees.
The First Baptist Church is holding their church picnic this Saturday, August 26th, from 11:30 to 3:30. The church is located at 910 McKinley Street in Wisconsin Rapids. They have food, bingo games with prizes, and kid games. You can also enjoy live music by Matthew Renner at the First Baptist Church picnic this Saturday. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 62. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Lows dip down to about 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 84.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 24th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Kayla Rumbalski. She is the Community Development Educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension. And right now in studio, some people with not as long of a title. We have our good friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hittner. Good morning, you two, or good afternoon.
Good morning.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's both for us.
That was awesome. That was in unison. That was so good. That was great.
We had this customer. My dad always called him Freeman because he was involved in the Wakely. And that was his character, Freeman. But anyways, people who know who he is, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Diane is a regular listener and a cookie bringer here.
So. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And a good customer of ours as well. Mm-hmm. But Freeman came to the store frequently, all the time. And at one time, one of our side doors actually broke. And just the handle part. And he was a fix-it kind of guy. He could fix everything. Sure. And he fixed our door for us. And I said, well, you probably should fix it because you've used this door more than anyone has. I was kind of joking with him and appreciative at the same time. But my point was with this is he would always say good afternoon. He'd come in the morning. He'd come in the evening. He'd come in anytime. He'd say good afternoon. And once or twice I was like, what do you mean good afternoon? It's morning. And he's like, well, it's afternoon. It's afternoon from yesterday.
Yes.
So I learned from Freeman, as a life lesson I'm sharing with everybody on the radio right now, that if you're not sure what to say, just say good afternoon because it's always correct.
It's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's
or
good.
Or you'd say have a good day and you'd say have a good rest of your life. And I was like, it always was like a deep moment of like, yeah, I should be more appreciative, right? Like, He did share lots of little life lessons. Forever grateful for those.
morning, noon, or night, it's always a good time at Family Natural Foods. Yep. What is going on over at the shop?
Yeah, there's always something happening over there. So we want to briefly mention, because we're going to talk about it more. We still have time, everyone. Mm-hmm. But we want to mention our anniversary sale, and everyone mark their calendars for October 6th and 7th. Mm-hmm. It'll be 9 to 6 on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday, and we're going to have lots of sales in store. So pretty much all of the supplements will be on sale and a handful of sales for other products,
and there'll be, like, free samples and, people there to talk about stuff
and highlight topics even more than we can.
And I'm really excited about the people we're bringing in, but we'll talk more about that later.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah.
If I can piggyback on that, you guys, one thing that I've heard from people that go to your shop and stuff, and listeners of ours, the crossover there, one of the things that they look forward to about this event is running into each other. A lot of the people that go to Family Natural Foods love talking to people that go to Family Natural Foods.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun that they're...
It's a community thing. And that's what we love, too. It, like, motivates us to go to work each day. And, these stories with, Freeman. And there's stories like that with all sorts of customers that we've known over the years. Mm-hmm. And those are the things you don't get on Amazon.
Darn right.
You don't really get it at the big box stores either. I mean, you might run into somebody, but you're not gonna get this community, and that's what we really appreciate about our customers, and that's why we throw this big event each year. It takes a lot of planning and
to thank them.
A lot of preparation, and we're usually a little bit tired by the time it starts, but we're so energized once the first customers come through the door.
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward again this year. How many years is it, Katrina?
77. Seven. Wow. Just saying that for everyone.
Yeah, Seven.
Very, very useful voice for Seven.
Yeah. It's still got a little maybe a little bit of pepper pepper and gray in there, but it's still young. Still young.
Exactly.
Oh, that is. I'm talking about Family Natural Foods, by the way, not Katrina.
No, you're talking about my hair. It's okay. I'm getting used to the gray.
If you have any gray in there, I have not seen it.
I have not seen it, but
I know mine's there. I know mine. Mine's becoming more and more evident, like with the day. I was shaving yesterday. Where did that come from?
Yeah, it happens for sure.
We've got back to school kicking in.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of things when it comes to that for parents and kids to prepare for.
Sure. A lot of gray hairs to come.
Yes. Nicely done. God, he's so good at that.
Steven's really good at like the slide.
Yeah. It's very good.
Skill set right there. We love it.
When it comes to that, where do you want to start?
Yeah. So back to school. I'll probably talk about it again in September because, you know, you and I talked about it last time. So early August of that pregame. So we were talking about how can we get our kids prepped for school, whether it's some like rituals of just going to bed early, but more we were just talking about brain health and helping with focus. And if anybody has issues or kids have issues with that or adults have issues with focus and attention, it's still time to do that pregame. Mm-hmm. But we're going to definitely highlight more that, okay, I'm in school, now my kids, it's been a couple weeks, and what do I do in September? We'll talk about that. But we have so many kids products, supplements, focus, multivitamin, calcium, you name it. Most of our kids' vitamins are on sale this month. Mm. So it's a great time to get it here in August, but also in September, because we realize that not everybody is the planner. And realizing, oh yeah, that's right. It's been a couple months. I forgot my kid has a little focus issue, or they didn't have a focus issue now or then, but now they do. So we want to make sure that people enjoy that discount in the months of August and September.
Yeah,
smart.
So set the kids up for success. You know, get some good, you know, omega-3 fats for their brain. You know, it's good for their brain. It's good for their eyes. It's good for, you know, their whole body. Heart, you know,
skin,
joints, all these kind of things, just like it is for adults. But for kids, you know, especially as they're learning, their brain is growing, really important. And, you know, all these things for immune health, because we know it's a week or two after school starts, you get all these people congregating in small, you know, brick buildings
and
breathing the same air. Sure enough, what happens? Oh, it's the cold and flu season now.
Yep.
So if you start ahead of time, just a little bit of, you know, a little bit of support for the immune system, a multivitamin, you know, something like that, can really do a lot. And like Katrina said, it's a great time to think about that now, but we'll keep talking about it.
And not just kids. It's
adults
we were mentioning, adults too, which I think we should just talk about.
Well, I was going to go back to what you and James talked about last time, which was adrenal health. And so you're talking about, like, you know, this isn't so much for kids. Kids are very, like, young and adaptive. Like, they'll bounce back. But, like, adults, like, most of us got jobs, and you got, like,
you gotta
kids.
You got to get lunches prepared in the morning. Yep. You got to get them to school. You got to get you to school. You got to remember to feed the dog.
You get, like, tired out and kind of drained, and that, like, over the long term, that kind of drains your adrenals.
Yeah.
And coffee or caffeine in general gives you a short-term boost, but in the long term, it drains your adrenals even more. And so adrenal fatigue is a real thing, and it's common. I even found this for myself. I was like, oh, yeah, like early summer, I had a lot of stuff going on. You know, a lot of it was fun stuff, and it was great, but also there's, like, work and things. And I got pretty run down. I was pretty sick, and I was like, what is this about? And then it didn't dawn on me till about a month, well, maybe 2 weeks ago, that I was like, I think my adrenals are really zapped, which also impacts your immune system, which is probably why I got sick. And you know, it kind of, there's all these little ripple effects. So I started taking that Adrenoplex, which you guys were talking about last time, and I noticed a big difference. Like, I don't get completely drained in, you know, the middle of the day after I eat. I don't get drained. So that, you know, that could be a tool for parents.
Yeah.
Just to try. You don't have to take it continuously. You can, but you know, just take like one bottle, and it's on sale this month. So
that's
another good reason. It's a really good sale, actually.
Yeah. Definitely can notice a difference. You know, with things like that. And I'm thinking and going back to a conversation I believe that originally had with you guys about supplements in general. And I was working over at Stoiber at the time, and they had had some that they were selling, and I was learning more about this and everything. And I think I asked, you know, if you were only going to take one supplement, is there a one that you would recommend that people should take? And so I'm asking kind of a similar question when it comes to kids in starting school.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like there's this one magical supplement that cures and helps everything. Not to put that on your shoulders or anything, but is there something that you yourselves would even recommend? Is there a fish oil? Is there an omega-3? Is there something like that?
I think it's hard to answer that because I think it depends on each kid. Like, of course, a multivitamin is that foundation for a child. So we all know that kids are not the best eaters. They don't love their greens. I mean, sometimes us adults don't, but we do it. Like kids, it's harder to get them to do that. So, I mean, I think multivitamins is a good foundation just to make sure they're getting their nutrients. I think omega-3s are huge because that's for their brain health. And look at, they're in school for all these hours, and that brain development's huge.
I'd say to say both of those.
Both, but if also I have to add it because I was the first thing that came to my mind was like, which one? I have so many favorites. It's ridiculous. But Terry's immune formula for kids, it's called Viropo. There's an adult version and there's a kid version.
Yeah, the kids is chewable. It's really nice.
What I love about it is it's got elderberry, so it's your immune booster. It's got vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C. And then it's got something else I'm forgetting right now.
Zinc
in it. Thank you. So
yeah,
it's like
a few other things,
really good. I would almost say, what's my one choice? It would be depending on the season is
right.
The answer.
Yeah, and the kid.
And the kid.
Yep.
And you guys answered that exactly how I was hoping you would, because there is no one trick. There is no one thing that works.
Yeah, okay.
Completely. Completely messed with you guys. Completely messed with you right there. No, just to bring to the point and to bring it home to people out there listening, that because I think especially when it comes to parenting, we're trying to balance being the most amazing parents of all time, and also I've got a billion things to do. So, what's this? My kids need supplements. Okay, I'm going to grab them a supplement, but I'm going to grab them a supplement. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we see a lot of. And it's more times than not, it's not something that there's an umbrella effect for every single kid or there's one thing that will work. Mm-hmm. It's so important to, when you stop by, and this is going back to your department store comment there, Stephen. You can't get this on Amazon. You talk to the people at Family Natural Foods about your kid and say the specific things that you are looking for, and you'll be able to find something that will help that kid. There is no one trick pony for all this kind of stuff. And I think it's interesting to think of it that way when there's so much in society nowadays that I feel like I take this for this and it's done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We got some really good, you know, parents and grandparents that work at our store that can give you, you know, real firsthand, you know, guidance, like, hey, this works so good for my kid or, you know, whatever. Like Katrina's really great at that. So yeah, I think that is really the thing is come in and, you know, tell us more, you know, tell us your story. Let's have a little chat.
Let's talk.
Yeah. Share your own wisdom too. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can tell us something about like try to match Freeman's you know, good afternoon comment.
Yeah. We'll have some of those. I'm expecting it for the rest of the day now. Also want to get into people marking their calendar for a free lecture that we're having coming up. And it's going to be on September 19th, and it's at 5:15, and it's Dr. Tracy. We had her in this spring in April, and everybody was like, please bring her back and please have her talk longer, in fact, because they
which is awesome.
Loved her. They're like, we could have sat there for hours. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm usually conscious of how long people talk for because sometimes it just goes over people's heads, but almost everybody was like, let her talk longer. She was amazing.
Very cool.
But she's going to come in. She's going to talk about all sorts of different digestion-related things, whether it's like heartburn.
Yeah, heartburn.
You know, IBS. Constipation, digestive issues. Like, I just don't know. I'm not digesting things properly. Probiotics.
Bloating.
It'll be like, she talked about some of these things. She'll re-talk about them, but she'll also build upon what she talked.
Yeah.
If you didn't come, you're still welcome to come because she will set a framework for everybody for the night. It's not like you had to be there
before. A lot
of
this is such good reminders too. And you know, like as we're talking about some of these things like multivitamins and stuff, they're amazing, but if your digestive system isn't working very well, you're probably not even getting that much of those multivitamins or the food you're eating for that matter. So really your digestive system is sort of the foundational thing that we should always keep a pulse on. Mm-hmm. And there's always a little bit of improvement that can be made. And this is something where she's done such a great job. I mean, Dr. Tracy, she has, she talks from her own clinical experience, working with patients, mm-hmm. Helping them solve these mm-hmm. Probably much more chronic issues than most of us have, hopefully. And also just some of it was from our own personal experience, which I thought was very humble to have, we go to the doctors periodically, and I can't remember the last time a doctor sat down and said, oh yeah, I've had, this health, mm-hmm. this health issue and, whatever. And sometimes they do, I'm sure. But, she talked quite a bit about that mm-hmm. and how she had to kind of find her own path on digestive health. And that's what really inspired her. And I think informs her, anytime you go through your own experience, not like anybody really wants to, but you experience it yourself, you probably know it better than most people.
Yeah, because you want to make it easier for them next time too, because it's like, hey, I can help with this.
I was at a health talk at a conference down in Chicago recently, and there's a gentleman, Dr. Teitelbaum. Katrina and I have both heard him mm-hmm. talk a couple times. He's written books over the years. We've had his books on our shelves since we were kids. Mm-hmm. He's just like an icon that's been around a long time. But he's been a leader in talking about chronic fatigue syndrome and what's that other one that's related to it? Fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
And he's a medical doctor, but he's talked about this for years. And back when he was first talking about that, and even still today, doctors didn't really know what to do with fibromyalgia or mm-hmm. chronic fatigue syndrome. They often would just prescribe psychotics, maybe you're depressed, maybe you're anxious. Mm-hmm. They just kind of throw something in the psychological side because they didn't have a test to actually diagnose or explain this. And Dr. Teitelbaum is talking about how long COVID or whatever it's being called now is basically a form of chronic fatigue. It's mm-hmm. a specific type. And he was talking about all these different things you can do to help it. I'm kind of going on a tangent here, but my point was much like Dr. Tracy, mm-hmm. Dr. Teitelbaum, probably for 30, maybe 40 years, he had chronic fatigue, and then he saw, hey, this is real. This mm-hmm. isn't just in my head, and there's other people that have this problem. I'm going to write books. I'm going to try to help with my patients to overcome this. Similarly, I think Dr. Tracy, I found her humility and credentials even more bolstered by the fact that she had actually worked on some of these issues herself.
Mm-hmm. My oldest, Bria, has fiber. And I've done a lot more homework in the last couple of years on the subject. And I've come across him and some of his comments and some of it. And I think humble is a great word for it for him and her.
Yeah.
But another thing, if I can tack on to both these individuals, they do something that I find one of the most artful things ever, of being able to describe and talk about subjects that I could never, if I was reading a book, I wouldn't understand. But when they talk about it, I get it. Like the Bill Nye, the Neil deGrasse Tyson type of conversation where they can break it down where even I can get it.
Sure.
Another thing about her that I heard from people that attended the event and I thought was really interesting too is you walk into the event and, we're talking gut health, and you're a little hushed and you're a little nervous or maybe a little shy about talking about these things. Yeah. By the time people left, they're talking to the people they didn't even know about that.
Exactly.
I was regular yesterday or whatever and stuff. Uh-huh. She makes you very comfortable with the topic. Yes. And I don't know how she does that, but she mm-hmm. is good at it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a unique talent.
Yeah, she was a real community builder,
Absolutely.
Just for that day she was there, you could tell the people in the room were all closer to each other.
Yeah.
And they just felt comfortable.
And they felt
with
comfortable.
Her.
And I thought that was, you're right. That was a special thing. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I had somebody come in the other day, and they have a young daughter that's had some digestive issues since she was born. Mm. And they came to the presentation. And at the end of it, Dr. Tracy spent some time with her, just her. In fact, we're closing the doors and such, and she's still there. And she's hanging out with her and trying mm-hmm. to help her solve. And the dad just came in the other day and said, that's the best advice we've had in all 5 years trying to figure out what's going on with their daughter, and it's working the best for her. Hmm.
That hit home for me because my youngest was like that. Oh,
yeah.
That's...
And that was just, her taking 20, 30 minutes just to work with her. She gave her personal email, keep me posted on it. I mean, she means
a good lady.
She wants people to be healthy, to feel health, and that's what she's going to offer on September 19th at 5:15. Mm-hmm. So
come
on.
Yeah, real passion. Yeah, imagine a life-changing thing for that the young lady.
Can't imagine.
And, you know, she came to a free lecture. It wasn't like, it wasn't like she signed up in like, oh, there's $1,000 of lab work, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It was like a free lecture and she's doing better than ever. It's really cool. And I think that that really makes Dr. Tracy's day, and it makes our day too, just to see that people can like get closer to the answers they're looking for. And we're all on our own journeys with health. So that's important.
Again, be sure to check out this free lecture. It is coming up Tuesday, September 19th at our friends over at Family Natural Foods right over there. Be sure to check it out. And lecture begins at 5:15. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. Talk about the drawing and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Some cool stuff, all sorts of cool things.
But we're wrapping up with brain health today.
Let's wrap up with brain health. Before we wrap up with brain health, should we give him a carrot to try?
What's up, Doc?
Get his to get his like brain going and crunching. So I'm handing you a carrot. These came in fresh today from our friends Cattail
Organics. Yeah, they're probably
Organics.
In the field a day ago.
They smell like a carrot
They do.
They like are sweet. They're going to be crunchy, so he's going to turn himself off air, so he's not going to crunch in the mic, everyone, because he's just polite like that.
So good.
so it's like the flavor that a carrot should taste. Like, I don't know. I'm like this with tomatoes. I almost won't buy them off season because they just don't have the flavor to me anymore. I'm getting like snobby about my carrots. Like I almost don't buy them off season. And we typically get these carrots like now until I'd say maybe like February, March at the very latest. They are the best. People that have had them, they will now, they don't buy one bag. They buy like two or three when they come in because they just love them.
I should announce this to the audience. I have now become a carrot snob.
Yeah.
That is the best carrot I think I've ever had in my life. And I love carrots. I'm a big carrot guy. And so I saw those carrots right away. I'm like, oh, I hope I get to try one of those. I didn't know it was going to change my life. I didn't know it was that. I'm serious.
So
like, this is the best carrot. I'm not joking. I really do think it's the best I've ever had.
This
amazing.
Carrot is coming from Athens, Wisconsin, which is on the west side of Wausau. So from us, you know, that's a really local carrot. That's close. It's not traveling on a truck many miles.
Most come from California.
Carrots and the flavor, even if you get a really good organic carrot, the flavor's different. This is like fresh, yummy, how it should taste. I mean, sweet.
And Kat, the owner of this farm, she's been working with UW-Madison, some of their agricultural students, they're probably PhD students, on cultivating carrots and different varieties, different seeds of carrots and stuff like that. So she's really taken it to the next level. And I mean, it's borderline academic. Like, I mean, if you meet Kat, she's an academic. And a farmer. Like, she's really
put a
lot of
science. And she's a powerhouse,
science.
Too.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it. But yeah, her carrots are amazing. We have a lot of people. I think this is a story, I think it was with a different farm, but I'm not sure. Maybe you'll remember. There was this young boy who came in and he would only eat these carrots or the carrots from a similar farm. I'm trying to remember which farm it was. But this basically the story is like, after you taste a good carrot like this, like Katrina with tomatoes and, you know, whatever, it's sort of like you don't really want those other carrots anymore.
It doesn't live up. It's kind of like, I'll just not have it. Or maybe have like something canned, or it's just not the same. It's like, I'll just eat something else that's more in season. And this is the concept, and going back to, you know, seasonal eating, like, this is what we should be eating right now. It's coming out of the garden. You can taste its flavor, and it's so good. Carrots store really well. So, you know, people used to put them in their cellars years ago and still have them through the winter. But that's the concept of tomatoes. I eat most of my tomatoes now, and then I don't really eat them past the season because they taste so good, like we should be doing with seasonal eating.
Usually the taste is also where the nutrients are, too. If it tastes really good and it's in season, it's probably peak nutrient. And then it's really fueling your body. And that's something I think we should strive for, like as a society, like in America, is to like try to get the freshest, best tasting food, which is also probably the most nutrient dense.
Eating seasonally is something that you've touched on and said that term a couple of times, Kat. And to me, it's something that I'm trying to incorporate in my life more because I'm one of these people that I'm trying to get better about not just eating for fuel. but eating for fun, eating before to try new things, eating to help certain aspects of my life or my body. I think that it helps if you eat that way. If you think about it seasonally and what's fresh right now and that. It actually also changes it up, too, because I think I'm not alone on this. I get in patterns with eating.
And, you know,
I eat, though, I'm going to have this day and this day and stuff. And that gets boring after a little while. And that can make a good food boring. A food that you really enjoy and look forward to boring. Changing it up a little bit like that is helpful, too.
Yeah, seasonal eating's great, and it really expands your profile. Like, your mouth will now start realizing the flavors more. And a great way to try that is going to your local farmer's market, right? So today, the farmer's market was happening. Or Saturday, you can catch it. Or if you want to make a bit more of a commitment and try some different things, you can do CSAs. And we have two farms that drop CSAs off at our store. And that's a fun way to try different vegetables.
Yeah. You sign up for those in the springtime.
Yep, you sign up for them in the spring.
Ahead. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good way.
As we're wrapping up here, I'd like to get more into this topic another time when we have more time. I'd like to really focus in on brain health because, for one, I actually know a little bit about this subject, so I'm looking forward to actually being able to incorporate
it. So we got brain health for what, a whole 2 minutes? Mm. Let's see.
What I would say is there's a couple that are on sale this month, so if there's something you're looking for brain health and you want to try something, come in, try them on sale. You know, the price is good, and they tend to work really well. I mean, the ones we sell are really popular and they work well. Could be part of that parental or grandparent support when you're wanting to help your kids with homework and you're wanting to stay sharp and alert. This is great.
Yeah, or maybe you just need a little bit more focus or memory support. We have other ones for that. So we brought a couple, but we have more varieties at the store. So that's why we kind of ask the questions and we can tailor it to each person of what they're looking for. But different ones are on sale and they're good for that brain health, that memory, focus. So for the adults or going back to school, or maybe it's a teen too that needs a little bit more focus and they can swallow, these would be a great option too for that.
For sure.
There's more conversations to be had over at Family Natural Foods. Be sure to join our friends over there at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can always give them a call at 423-3120. That's 423-3120. Bookmark their webpage, Family Natural Food, and follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Looking forward to talking again real soon, you two. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. This week's flavor of the week is toasted coconut. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A fire in an apartment in Plover early Sunday morning forced emergency responders to kick in the door. The fire alarm was going off, but the family inside wasn't coming out. News 9 reports Plover police officers found the doors to the apartment locked and smoke pouring out. The officers kicked the door open and shouted to get the family out of danger. A pot of oil had been left on a running stove burner overnight. The family is safe and the damage has been repaired. The Wisconsin DNR added 4 new partnerships to work with them promoting hunting, trapping, and shooting sports in the state. Pheasants Forever, National Deer Association, Raised at Full Draw, and Pass It On Outdoor Mentors. These organizations will help provide and support programs and events around the state to teach people how to get involved in hunting, trapping, and shooting sports. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows level off around 62. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Lows dip down to about 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 84.
Welcome to Midday Magazine, everyone, for this August 24th, 2023. You have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're going to speak with our good friend right now, community development educator with Wood County University of Wisconsin, Madison Division of Extension, Kayla Rombolowski.
Wow, you did that flawlessly. That was impressive.
I've been working on it all night. I mean, no. Yeah. We've been hanging out enough to where we've gotten the chance to get our names down here a little bit more. It's great to talk to you again, Kayla. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Especially today, we get to tackle two really important topics to our community.
Right.
Let's start with broadband, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. So I have a task for all of the listeners, a little homework, if you will, from this segment. And that is to go to wisconsinspeedtest.net. So Wisconsin, all spelled out, speedtest.net, and test your internet speed. It doesn't matter if you live in Wisconsin Rapids, if you live in Marshfield, if you live in Rhinelander, or, you know, Tomahawk. You can take this internet speed test from anywhere in the state. And why it's important is that there's a lot of money coming down from the federal government and the state government into communities for Internet for All. Mm-hmm. So we're working really hard right now with the county and with some broadband partners on trying to make sure that we can get Internet access everywhere in the county and making sure that that Internet access is affordable and is able to be used by Wood County residents. So if you don't have internet at your home, maybe in order to work from home you are paying for satellite, or you don't have service at all. We want to hear about that, so definitely you can call and we can enter in your address, but we really want to make the maps that we have from the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, as accurate as possible. Yeah. And the way to do that is speed tests.
Do you think, especially in today's day and age, where if you didn't grow up with the whole, you know, dial up or something like that, it all seems almost the same speed, whether I'm at the coffee shop or I'm at home or whatever, you might not notice a difference. But there is one. There is one, certainly. And the better data we have to give when it comes to that is only going to enhance this for everybody and make it stronger for everybody and see if we need more funds or not, or who needs help and who doesn't. That part is really key to this. I think we've gotten to the point in society where we don't have to spend 20 minutes talking about how important internet is and how vital it is to everybody out there, whether you are this age or that age, whether you're a man, a woman, a dog, a cat. Everybody has some tie to the internet nowadays. I noticed this the last farmer's market I was at. I was talking to an Amish family, and I love talking with them and getting to know Amish families and stuff. It's still something that's a little new to me. Sure. And I was talking to them, and he said, oh, hang on one second. And he pulled out a phone. He pulled out a phone. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you're not supposed to have that.
Wait.
And he's like, well, actually, in our culture right now, we have understood that in order to sell some of our products, we have to use internet at times. So when they're at fairs, they won't do it at home. But when they're at, a farmer's market or something, they will use a little bit of their internet. Or something. So this phone is only used at the farmer's market. Otherwise, it just goes away in the pocket or something. But even Amish people are using internet.
Right.
So, I mean,
and that is powerful right there. Yeah. I mean, that goes to show just how much of an essential infrastructure item internet
really
access
is.
You can't have a business, you can't be a student doing, you know, homework without an internet connection. So
another important part of internet and this conversation, I think, too, is the idea that we can create some empathy with this, because I'm sure that there are people out there that, well, I don't use the internet hardly at all. I'm sure they'll be fine. And hopefully this brings to people why this is so important. Again, I think we've discussed that ad nauseum as a society, why an internet's so important. But you touched on a couple of things right there that were so key. Every kid should be able to log on to school. And especially in rural areas where we all know that, as great as our snowplowers are and everything, there's going to be snow days. There's going to be days where when we were kids, we didn't have to worry about it.
Right. And now they're e-learning days and you do have to worry about it. Yeah.
Do you, I mean, we can't afford to have any kid a day or two behind in education.
Exactly.
And now we realize
we already have a gap with COVID and coming out of COVID.
Yes.
There's already a learning gap. And we're seeing that gap widen between between economically disadvantaged students, students that don't have internet access at home, that maybe don't have the parental supports at home, and those students that are coming from yeah. families that are extremely supportive. You know, we want to kind of close that gap between, it's all part of digital literacy and making sure that everyone has equal access and has a fair footing. And that goes for students, but it also goes for, you know, families and for working adults yeah. too. I mean, there are so many instances that I've heard recently of folks who are working in environments where they haven't gone back to work since mm-hmm. COVID. And so they need to have home internet access in order to do their job. And you could say, you know, you could make an argument that like, oh, well, you could go sit at a coffee shop or something like that. Yes, but mm-hmm. we're at the point as a society where the infrastructure is there, we just need to know where we can direct our ISPs, our internet service providers, to put it.
Yeah. And we're in this situation a little bit here at the station. Our head of news, one of our favorite family members, Melissa, it works from home a bit, and she's in Abbotsford. She's out, you know, there. So yeah. it's a little more of a rural area, and mm-hmm. and she, you know, struggles sometimes with this. It's one of those things where I feel bad for her. I feel bad for the person. Us, most businesses survive these things, but it's the employee that tends to suffer, which can trickle down into the company, which can trickle right. down into the economy. So if you don't care about anything else that Kayla and I have said, I'm sure you care about your taxes and your money.
Right.
This all adds up.
Yes.
Better internet is better for the economy.
Right.
Even if we're just talking about, because you brought up great points about working from home, students, those mm-hmm. things first and foremost, certainly.
Yeah.
But to me, even if we're talking about people that want to flirt around on Amazon a little bit and
right.
stuff, that's
yeah.
that's helping the economy. Maybe they're going to a local business and stuff and looking it up online. But if they can't, they don't have the broadband to do it, that they're not making that purchase locally. Maybe they're
yeah.
making it on Amazon or something.
Yep.
It all adds up.
And
all this stuff is important.
To the point about workforce, you know, it's an attraction issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
People that are
yes.
moving to your community are going to want high-speed internet at their residence. And so if you're wanting to attract folks to come in, you need to have that as an offering. Just like you have, you know, to your new subdivisions in town, you have sewer and water running out there. You have electricity running out there. Now internet needs to run out
That's
there.
A fabulous point, Kayla. That's a yeah. really good point. That hit home, I think, for a lot of mm-hmm. people right there. When it comes to, you do this, we do our homework. We go to
yep.
WisconsinSpeedTest.net. We
right.
do our homework. Let's say we get that data. Where do we go next? What's next for them?
So as an individual, you can confirm with that speed test data that you're getting what you're paying for,
mm-hmm.
which I think is interesting. I actually did this recently from home, and it turned out that my speeds were a little faster than what I was paying
nice.
For. So
nice.
I was kind of excited to see that. So that on the personal end is good. On the, you know, where does that data go? So
mm-hmm.
on the macro level, if you will, that is being fed into a map. Once you take the speed test, even if you don't take the speed test, you can view the map data.
Mm-hmm.
We are hoping for 10% participation for this speed test across the county. Currently, we're at 2. So we've got a little bit of a ways to go.
We can help with that.
And so we're just trying to promote it like crazy. And you know, the importance of this is to take it from your home location. Like, you can't take the speed test from the Wood County Courthouse and expect
yeah.
that it's going to measure,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
somewhere else. And if everyone in the Wood County Courthouse goes and takes the speed test, that's great.
But
it only counts as one location.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of a caveat there, too.
In just taking the test, the data is already, you don't have to submit this or anything. It's already collected.
You take the speed test,
cool.
it collects and filters the data right into the map. And you can view this map for the entire state. You can see, you can actually drill down by municipality and township. So if you want to see what your neighbors have for internet service, you can take a look. And you can also see, you know, there might be an area of black dots. So black means no service.
Okay.
You don't have any connection. And then there might be one or two green dots within that area. Green is a pretty good speed, a good
mm-hmm.
service.
Mm-hmm.
That means that that person or that family has chosen to pay for a different option. So they're either using, you know, Starlink from Elon Musk,
yeah,
or they're
yeah.
using a satellite option. But that is important to consider too, because those options are not affordable for everyone. Right. And so, you know, looking at broadband access, some of it, and I won't say that we're going to be able to serve the whole county. I mean, there are just some areas geographically where it doesn't make sense to trench fiber. But what we're looking at is how can we get the vast majority of the county covered.
I have not been able to take the test yet, but I will. I always do my homework.
Good.
And I'm going to get it done right away too, so I can play with my friends afterwards.
Perfect.
that's just a kid I was.
Right.
When you do this test, is the information pretty self-explanatory, or is there things people should know as far as like what is a high speed, what is a low speed? You know,
great questions. The information is fairly self-explanatory on the test. It's very user friendly. In terms of those additional terminologies, there's broadband has and high speed internet access. High speed, wow, I really just flew that right off the tongue.
If it wasn't
high speed
you,
internet
me.
Access has its own language associated with it. So when you're talking about speed, you're generally talking about megabits per second. Mm-hmm. That's Mbps. And the higher those numbers, typically the better, faster quality of internet you have. So if you think about, folks that are our age maybe can relate to like the AOL discs back in the day, and you plug that in and then you're waiting to connect.
Just hoping.
Beep, 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 beep.
Get off the phone.
Yeah. Yes. That whole thing. So that was that still exists in places. Some people still connect to the internet that way. And that typically would be a really low speed. Mm-hmm. So you're talking, 1.1 or 25 megabits per second, probably at max. But we're seeing all the way up to, really the fastest speeds that internet service providers are offering is like up to 100G, so 100 gigabits per second, which is significantly faster. I mean, that's like you click on something and it's there. It loads right away. And so not everyone needs that level of speed.
Yeah.
We don't expect that everyone will have that level of speed, but our goal is to bring functional internet speeds to the county.
Again, WisconsinSpeedTest.net is where we're encouraging you to go. Please, everybody go there, hit that website up, and take the test and so we can collect this data so we can hopefully maybe to get more funds if we need them or what have you.
Yeah.
Again, WisconsinSpeedTest.net. Kayla, I wanted to use the second half of our conversation to talk a little bit about Clean Sweep.
Yes.
It's one of our bigger events in this area, one of the ones that we've talked about for years.
Yeah.
It's an important one. It's also one of those ones that it feels like as many people know about it, is there people like, what's this Clean Sweep? This seems interesting. Or where do I dump my electronics?
Exactly.
That question usually comes up or something like, well, have you heard of Clean Sweep? And let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah. So on the electronics front, just an aside, Love Inc. recently hosted a electronics recycling program, and they had thousands of people that came to dispose of their electronics. So those types of private events are also a great opportunity to recycle and safely dispose of your essentially your junk that's just taking up space in your house. When it comes to Clean Sweep, we're really talking about more of those chemicals that you might have laying around. So Clean Sweep is a Wisconsin state program for farms, homes, and businesses, and it's for household hazardous waste and agricultural wastes. So coming up on Saturday, September 9th, in a couple of weeks here, from 8 to noon at the Saratoga Town Hall here in Rapids, you can bring anything you might have laying around. So if you are going through, I was telling James before we started this interview that I went through my garage yesterday to try to clean it up because it's been full of stuff all summer, kids' toys
and
all sorts of things.
It. And you're here. You survived.
Right.
Nice job,
I survived
Kayla.
It. Yeah. But I wanted to clean out that garage so that when the snow flies, I can park my car in there. And so if you are having the same thought, if you're ready to clean out your garage, and then as you're doing that, if you find, paints or oils, pesticides, any of that stuff, and you're like, man, I don't need this anymore. I don't know what to do with it. Bring it to Clean Sweep. So it's a free program for Wood County residents. We accept a variety of hazardous chemicals, herbicides, fungicides, you know, gun cleaning fluid, mm-hmm. hobby materials, lacquer. We've got a brochure on our website, so if you just Google Wood County Extension, it'll come up. And if you're not sure on something, just give us a call. We're happy to find out the answer for you. If we don't know the answer, we will work with our partners to figure out if it's something that we take at this event, but provided free of charge to residents.
We had, and I always like to say a big, gigantic thank you to all the volunteers and the people that work on this event every year. We greatly appreciate you doing this. You're truly helping our not just our community, our planet.
Right.
You know, and that's exactly. Some pretty big stuff right there.
Yeah.
If are you tired of hearing about PFAS? Because I think most people are, right? Right? You're tired of it?
Well, I'm tired of it, but I know the importance of it.
I know the importance of it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's no different than COVID. Mm-hmm. We're certainly, you might get tired of the word, but you know it's important information.
Right.
If you'd like to move on from the subject, we have to do this work first.
Exactly.
This is the only way we can get past these things.
Right.
It's too vital. It's too important. I was talking about this earlier on our morning show. I'm done trying to convince people of how important this is.
Right.
I just am asking, you know, for people to do this now. Just go ahead and be a part of this change, a part of what's going on.
Yeah.
This event has been going on for so long, mm-hmm. and it speaks to the importance of how much this is needed in this area and how much this world needs this.
Right.
For generations, you know, there were people that would just oil, throw it in the ground, that kind of thing.
Put it in the river.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know how that ever made any sense.
Yeah.
But I'm not interested in bashing people from the past. I'm focusing on today and
right.
going forward. We know better now. Regardless
right.
of whatever was done back in the day, we have the intelligence and in the data and the science now to show, hey, this ain't working. We have mm-hmm. to do that. We have to dispose of these things better. Can we go over a couple of the things that aren't accepted at the clean sweep so that we can get that out of the way, so maybe people aren't dragging it down there and have to drag it right back?
Sure. So I'll give one specific example. I'm going camping this weekend at Sarah Park. When we camp, we
have
use
fun.
The little... Thank you. We use the one-pound propane canisters for our camp grill. Those are not accepted at clean sweep.
Okay.
But if you call me and you say, hey, I have these, what do I do with them? I will do my best to find you an answer. And so this happened recently. I got a phone call about those. And you can take them both Marathon County to our north and Portage County have solid waste disposal facilities. You can take them there. There is typically a fee to dispose of them. If you can confirm that they're empty, you can often take them to a scrap recycler. So like Express Recycling here in Rapids or others across central Wisconsin and dispose of it safely that way. So that's one example of something we don't take. We also don't take latex paint. So something that not everyone knows.
Yeah.
If you have latex paint at home, you can just let it dry up and dispose of it right in your regular trash. I will give a plug. There's a Central Wisconsin Recycling Collective. If you search for, I think even if you just search for recycling on Facebook, it'll come up. It's staffed by a variety of solid waste professionals from Central Wisconsin. And one of the solid waste professionals, Amanda from Point, does a Wish Cycling Wednesday, I think it is, where she'll talk about like, you think this is recyclable, but it actually isn't. Mm. Or, hey, what do I do with this? And so that can be a great way to just get those daily habits or those tips in your mind of, can this go in the recycling bin? Do I have to take this somewhere special? That kind of thing. But Clean Sweep is one way that we are providing to Wood County residents specifically to dispose of those wastes. And actually, the program, just in the time that I've been with Extension, which is just over a year, has been so popular and seems to be so needed by residents that we're actually next year offering two Clean Sweep events.
I was going to ask off air. Okay, that's really
so
insightful.
We've decided that we're going to do one in Northwood and one in Southwood annually. Smart. So every 6 months. Wow. And that really came from a variety of reasons, but also from just when folks call and they say, hey, I have this chemical and it's sitting in my garage. And it may have been there for 30 years, but when they call me and they say, hey, what do I do with it? And I say, well, you know, Clean Sweep isn't for another 6 months, but you can bring it to Clean Sweep in the fall. And then I hang up the phone and I'm like, oh, man, I just told that little old lady to sit on that hazardous chemical for another, you know, 9 months or whatever. This way, at least there's a quicker option.
There's only so much you can do. Don't take on that guilt. But I appreciate hearing that. Honestly, for one, it's something that's very familiar with all of our extension friends. You guys care. You put so much of your heart into these jobs and into this community. We appreciate you so much for that.
Thank you.
But it also, I appreciated hearing it too, because it I think as a citizen, I could see how we could use this twice a year. It makes sense to hear the data of that, the evidence of that.
Right. And I think the more opportunities you have to dispose of this stuff in a safe and earth-friendly way, the easier it becomes to do so. Mm-hmm. So you aren't tempted to just stick it in the trash bin because you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah. It is a very popular event. It's been around a long time. But we know that there are new listeners and new locals all the time. Can we go over some of the safety requirements as we're wrapping up so that people understand? Like all residents must stay in vehicles at all times. Yep. This is an important one.
Essentially, the way it works, it's like a drive-through, right? So you're going to come in at Saratoga. You're going to pull in to one side of the parking lot. We'll say hi to you through your car, capture the zip code that you're coming from. We won't turn you away if you're not in Wood County, but we just like to see where folks are coming from. And then you'll go through Veolia is our waste disposal contractor. So you'll pull around. They'll ask you what you've got. And if you have a pickup truck and it's in the back, they'll actually remove it from the truck themselves. Mm-hmm. If you have a car that you're bringing or, you know, something without a hatch, you can put it in the back seat and they'll remove it for you. So you just stay right in your car. Yeah. They take care of everything. And then they will, it's actually kind of interesting to watch them because they have different large bins set aside. And so they'll figure out kind of what it is and then they'll sort it as needed and put it away. And then you drive on. So you're on your way. So in terms of safety, you know, just consider it to be like a drive-through. So you're going to stay in your vehicle. They will unload everything from your vehicle for you. And then you can be on your way enjoying the rest of your Saturday.
And Kayla, as we're wrapping up, we certainly don't have to get too deep in the weeds on this one, but if I'm looking for tips or help on how to transport something, I've got this chemical, I've got this product, but I don't know how to transport it from A to B, can I call up? Can I maybe get some help with that?
Of course. Yeah, you're always welcome to call, and especially if you have one of those weird ones that I'm like, I don't know if this is accepted. Right. I don't know what to do with this. Just give us a call. I will admit right away on the air that I am not a hazardous waste expert.
You're not.
Half the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm throwing this interview out.
Half
I thought
the
you
time
were.
People
I
call me and I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that chemical. Hang on, and I'll
Google that.
Yeah, spell that right, exactly. I'll send the email off or send the phone call off to the folks that do know, and then I'm really good at following up. So I'll get back to you with an answer.
The smartest people I've ever known and know that they don't know everything. That's very helpful. It also speaks to how, while it doesn't feel new, how new this kind of topic is in many ways. Yeah. I know we've been talking about this for years and everything, but that's pretty small in the relativeness of time. We're all still in the guinea pig stage with this. Right. And with that, I think there's an empathy that's created. There's a likeness, there's a commonality, a kinship, if you will, with that, where we're all in the same boat here. We're all trying to figure this out as we're going along. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There are no dumb questions. There are no silly questions.
Exactly.
Even Kayla and I are asking questions, and we're pretty in on this subject. Even we don't know everything, so we certainly don't expect you to know everything. Call up and ask. And if they do want to call and ask, Kayla, where can we direct them?
So they can call Extension, and that phone number is 715-421-8440. You can also call the Wood County Health Department, and they can give you some answers as well. And then, of course, the Wood County Extension website has more information. So yeah. I won't I won't try to give a website on air. I know how challenging that can be, but just throw it in your search engine. It'll come up.
You'll find it. Yeah. Always good talking with you, Kayla. Thank you so much for the information and everything you're doing for our communities. Keep up the great work and have a good weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, James.
We'll be back with more Midday Magazine tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
MAGAFest. Welcome to MAGAFest.
MAGAFest is what Trump supporters are now calling their gathering today outside the Fulton County Jail ahead of former President Trump's scheduled surrender. CBS's Nicole Killian is there, too.
He posted on his Truth Social that he will surrender in the afternoon and that he will, quote, proudly be arrested. His bond set at $200,000. That arrangement was worked out with his attorneys earlier in the week.
The booking process will be quick, but it could also be historic. It may be the first time a former U.S. president would have to take a mugshot. In California, we're learning more about the shooter who gunned down three people at a biker bar. KCBS TV reporter Kara Finstrom is in Trabuco Canyon.
Officials say he was a retired sergeant who worked for at least three decades at the Ventura, California Police Department. Cook's Corner is a well-known bar, popular with bikers and families, a roadhouse that's been around since 1884.
The gunman had been targeting his estranged wife there. He died in a standoff with police. Russian President Vladimir Putin sent condolences to the family of Yevgeny Prigozhin today after the mercenary leader's plane crashed with no survivors. Brigadier General Pat Ryder's at the Pentagon.
Our initial assessment is that it's likely Prigozhin was killed, continuing to assess the situation. We don't have any information to indicate right now that there was some type of surface-to-air missile that took down the plane. We assess that information to be